God, I thank you for being my father. And I thank you for your son. I thank you for your Holy Ghost, who unites us all as one.
Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am John Harvey with the Community Homeowners Group to present to you thought-provoking messages that will not only engage your heart, but will dispel age-old myths and unveil hidden truths that unfold the Word of God.
God, I thank you for being my Father.
Today's message will be brought forth by me, John Harvey. It's entitled, Prophetic Message Unto the Whole House of Israel. Ezekiel wrote about a time in the life of Israel where she was referred to as dry bones. The dry bones were said to be very dry. Moreover, they represented the whole house of Israel. The whole house of Israel is made up of Jews and Gentiles. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Of this house, John saw a number which no man can number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, who had come out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The 12 tribes were the natural house of Israel, and the church the spiritual house of Israel. The natural house of Israel was given the law by God as a gift to the nations that they might learn the ways of the true and living God. God's plan was for Israel to grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In due course of time, God sent forth His Son to lead the nation more perfectly in the things of the Spirit. Israel, however, as a nation, did not receive God's Son, but a remnant did, and they went forth preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Through blindness, leaders of the Jews agreed with Gentile leaders in putting Jesus to death via the cross, but after 3 days, Jesus arose from the dead as Christ, the wisdom and power of God. The natural house of Israel via the remnant gave way to the spiritual house, the church, while the remaining portion of Israel remained blind. But the blindness was not permanent. Rather, it was only for a duration of time until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The Gentiles' apostle was Paul. He preached Jesus Christ unto them every place he went. But before Paul died, the Gentiles had allowed false doctrines to enter into their churches. The Corinthians, for example, had allowed divisions among the flock. The Galatians received the spirit of faith in Jesus Christ, but felt they could be made perfect by the flesh. And some of the Colossians were guilty of a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, being full of pride. We read in Romans 11:26, "And so Israel shall be saved." The words, "all Israel," is inclusive of the whole house of Israel. In other words, all who believe on God's Son shall be saved. The natural Israel did not keep God's law, and the church failed to maintain the holy standard of God, yielding to the authority of the Roman King Constantine. The grace of God concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. What follows, therefore, in the prophetic message unto the whole house of Israel is a message of for all God's people, whether Jews or Gentiles. The grace of God concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. What follows, therefore, in the prophetic message unto the whole house of Israel is a message for all of God's people, whether Jews or Gentiles. When Solomon built the temple of God, he declared that there was hope, not just for Israel, but for man. The temple of Solomon was a sign of God's presence with Israel. God's house, however, was not just for Israel, but strangers also were welcomed. The temple of Solomon was a sign of God's presence with Israel. God's house, however, was not just for Israel, but strangers also were welcomed. When Israel sinned as a nation, hope appeared to have diminished, as God allowed Solomon's temple to be destroyed. In due course of time, when Israel once again submitted to God, he restored Solomon's temple, and as a consequence, hope for man. With the advent of the Holy Ghost, the promise God made to Israel regarding the pouring out of his Spirit upon all flesh was realized. God had him a new temple, the body of each believer. The collective bodies of God's people were called the church, or the body of Christ, their head. Their head, Jesus Christ, lived a sinless life in the earth, teaching disciples how to live the overcoming life. The disciples, representing the church or the body of Christ, walked in the overcoming power of Christ, as did their head. The Holy Ghost led them and guided them to all truth, but not all the leaders of the church were as watchful as the apostles. By AD 312, while Constantine was emperor of Rome, the spiritual church leadership gave way to a natural church as the leaders submitted to Constantine's authority. Since the time of Constantine, an imposter has sat in the temple claiming to be God and deceiving the people with lying signs, wonders, and miracles. That once glorious church that had all things common, having the same mind and judgment, that turned the world upside down, morphed into a weak body of believers with multiple doctrines and denominational creeds where all manner of sin was found. In the process, the Holy Ghost was as dead. The New Day ministry is a time of much mercy. It is a time for the people of God to be reconciled, restored, and sustained in their walk before God. The Lord God has restored the temple of the Holy Ghost, raising up his Christ as a bulwark against the imposter. There is again hope for man. The overcoming power of the head is flowing mightily to the body. These two witnesses, Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the church, walking in the overcoming power of their Christ, vouchsafe hope for man. The message may be summed up in the words, "There's hope for man. God has spoken by his prophet. Let him that has an ear hear the words of God, for these are the true sayings of God." This will conclude this message, prophetic message, unto the whole house of Israel.
There's hope for man. There's hope for man, all races, gender. Live a sweet life, you too can splendor. Dressed in white, we all take flight. And yeah, he comes like a thief in the night. Steal me away, put your hands up, raise up. Burst in the songs, in the praises, praise him. Bought with a price, no longer your own. Reap what you sow, so you wear what you sown. I was ripping, running, stunting. Trying to make a name for myself, fronting. Pride is blinding, so I'm reminding you that now is a perfect timing to rotate your focus, spiritual alignment. Get glorified in your spiritual assignment. Bishops, pastors, deacons, popes, lead your followers to Christ and know there's hope.
I was ripping and running. I should have seen this day coming. But I was so caught up, knew what was wrong, and didn't really care cause I thought I was grown. I had a dream last night. I saw you in my life. Thought I woke up in a sweat, but they were really tears. Thank you, Lord, for always being there.
Now it's a new day.
Now it's a new day.
Much mercy's come your way.
Much mercy, mercy's come your way. And
when I think about your
when
grace,
I think about, when I think about
all that I can say,
there is hope, there is
hope.
Didn't think I was wrong. Let my mouth run on. I had to bow down before his throne. His truth became known. Now it's time to fess up.
Now it's time to fess up.
Got it really messed up. And allow his spirit to work through me. What's right and proper for the world to see.
Now it's a new day.
Now it's a new day.
Much mercy's come your way.
Much mercy's come your way.
When I think about your grace.
All that I can say is
there is hope for me.
Spoken by his word,
there is hope for man.
Hope for
man to believe in the midst of confusion. Say one thing, but that ain't what they doing. But in these times of diverse manners, grown folks seem to forget they manners. But by his will, his word is spoken. Every knee shall bow, every curse be broken. Reconcile, all hearts are open. All one body, so all are chosen.
There is hope for man. There is hope for man.
There is
hope for man. The Lord has spoken by his word. There is hope for man. There is hope for man. There is hope for man. The Lord has spoken by his word.
Now it's a new
Today's testimony will be delivered by Davina Hoyt on Washington State Ministry.
This is Davina Hoyt, and this is my testimony in regards to the Washington State Ministry. The Lord has truly been a blessing to us out here in Washington State. One of the things that the Lord has shown is that in regards to the ministry is that it's the New Day Ministry. And as I look to what the Lord is showing, I'm realizing that the Lord is truly blessing in regards to Him opening up doors for me to be able to speak with pastors of different denominations and different religions, a local pastor that's here in town. And I really appreciate, you know, this pastor and his ability to be open to receiving what it is that the Lord would have me to share with him. I've been emailing him some of the messages that we've been getting via email and just allowing him to be edified. And then also the Lord gave me an opportunity to actually call one day, and he answered the phone at the church, and I was able to actually, you know, pray for him. And he was in agreement with me praying for him. So that was something that was truly a blessing, because many times, you know, if you're not a pastor of a large congregation, or if you're not even deemed or seen as a pastor, many times people, you know, don't want to come to you for prayer. So that's one pastor in particular. There's another pastor whose ministry that I also go to, and it's really nice with him, because just being able to communicate with him and teach him some of the things that I've been taught by way of the Wish Jesus book, or by way of the CDs or the DVDs or what have you, you know, trying to talk to him and having him be open to receiving. So I remember several times, you know, when I would just show up at the Bible study or the church service, he would look to me and have me to pray, whether it's a closing prayer or opening prayer. So I thank God for that. And then just being able to communicate and minister to his wife, allowing her to listen to the DVD or the CD that I would have in regard to Dr. Hunt teaching us about, you know, the overcoming power and the ability to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, as well as us not receiving the symptoms of, you know, whatever it is that the enemy puts upon us. And one of the things that I've learned since I've been out here that I'm able to see more clearly now is that in a lot of the churches that I frequent, there are many people who are sick. There are many people that have, you know, illnesses and the symptoms of whatever it may be, you know, whether it's diabetes or cancers or what have you. And just being able to attend that church and be able to, you know, communicate with people and teach them what we have been taught about being able to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and ultimately death through the Spirit of Jesus Christ that dwells within us. And, you know, people are excited, whether they're in the church or out of the church. They're just excited to hear the message. And I thank God for that. Just received a phone call on today from a young lady who's over something called the Neighborhood Networks Learning Center in Spokane. And last year, she asked me to come in and do presentations on the GOMA ABCD. And I did. And last year in particular, it was amazing because the students actually, you know, went through the GOMA, you know, meet GOMA, and A is for attitude, B is for behavior, C is for communication, D is for discipline. They went through the book and they loved it, and they drew pictures, and actually they didn't make it through all of them, but like on the first session, they actually drew their GOMAs. And one of the students, I remember vividly, you know, she was in a courtroom and she was the judge, and another person drew something where they were running the race. And I was like, well, where are you? And they were like, I'm there, I'm in first place. But these are, you know, some of these students were people who were seen to be kind of throwaways, but they became leaders. And in regards to that presentation, as I told, you know, the person who I was working with, I said, look, you know, we don't want to just have them draw this and talk about it. We want to showcase this. And it just so happened that several days later, they were having this big health fair at the center where the children were and where I were meeting them at in Spokane. And the person in charge, she said, you know what, you know, we're having this event. So I asked her, I said, well, hey, is there any way that we can have the students, you know, showcase their GOMAs, you know, there, and also speak. So that way that would give the students the opportunity to have some public speaking and some leadership and what have you. And it was nice because it was a range from like elementary all the way up to like high school. And that's what they did. They allowed it to happen. And it, I mean, literally it was within a couple of days from the first time that they did this presentation, drawing it to next, you know, the next day, you know, they were going to go in there and speak to this community. And it was a packed out house. And, you know, I drove up and I took one of my colleagues and someone else, and they did it. They did it. And it was a standing ovation. They talked about GOMA and they talked about A is for attitude, and everybody repeated after them. B is for behavior. Everybody repeated after them. C is for communication. Everybody repeated. D is for discipline. Everybody repeated. And one of the things the students said is that, you know, we need you. We need you as our mentors in the community to be able to help us to get to where it is that we need to go. So that ministry went forward and people were excited about it. And even with the call today, I received a call asking to come back to do GOMA, you know, next year. But as I shared with the lady, I told her, I said, well, I have to pray about it, see if the Lord leads that way. And if he does, it needs to be more structured. It would be a 6-week program, once a week, to do an after-school program that's focusing on the GOMA ABCD 7-step character development program. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about what the Lord is doing up here in the state of Washington, and that she had the desire last year and that she has the desire this year. And also that they have it in their newsletter that went out throughout the city. And actually, even the mayor made mention to it, the mayor of Spokane, in regards to their after-school program, GOMA. That's what the Lord is doing in regards to up in the Spokane area, as well as just the different organizations that I'm a part of. And I thank God for that, because I remember vividly how the Lord showed Dr. Hunt to show me, you know, some time ago about, you know, if you're in these organizations because you want to be in those organizations, then that's not the right way to go. But if you're in these organizations, or if you stay in these organizations because the Lord is showing you to stay in these organizations, then that's, you know, that's a decision you need to make. And I remember I was willing to, you know, give up my sorority as well as my community service organization, because I wanted to make sure that I was doing what the Lord was asking me to do. And the Lord showed that, you know, you stay in there, but you need to be glorifying and magnifying my name. And you need to repent from, you know, going into your, you know, your organization because of your own selfish desires from when you first went in. So I thank God for that. With that, I say I thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. And I hope that my testimony has been encouragement to you in your life. And just to let you know that you are able to overcome all things, the world, the flesh, and the devil, through the Spirit of Jesus Christ that dwells within you. And ultimately, death through that Spirit of Jesus Christ that dwells within you. And with that, I say peace. And this is all a true testimony. Thank you.
Today's message is being brought to you by Alex Monroe, entitled The New Day Ministry.
And I am here to bring with unto you a message entitled The New Day Ministry. The New Day Ministry is a restoration of the power and wisdom of God unto his people. The power being spoken about is overcoming power. While the church was granted power to preach the gospel, cast out devils, heal the sick, etc., it is not the same as overcoming power. The words overcoming and power can be understood as the ability to live the overcoming life that Jesus Christ, who is our perfect example, lived. It shows the believer has grown in the Spirit to the point where sin is not found in the believer. Of course, this is a process that is verified over time. Overcoming power was given to the church until place was given to the devil during the time of Constantine in AD 312. By way of God's mercy, this overcoming power has since been restored to the church. Simply stated, overcoming power is the God-given right to overcome the world, the devil, the flesh, and death himself. Overcoming power is a spirit-filled life where the child of God learns to overcome trials, tribulations through the Son of God, who is Christ the Lord. As Jesus Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered, so it is with the child of God as he learns obedience to overcome also. One cannot live the overcoming life without understanding the foundation message that Jesus is the Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. The church has to learn the principles of the doctrine of Christ before going on into perfection. The Hebrew writer makes it clear that there are higher heights and deeper depths in God granted unto the church to receive in addition to the power of ministry. Hebrews 6:1. This is so because the power of ministry is rooted in the doctrine of Christ. The power of ministry regarding the casting out of devils, faith toward God, etc., are preliminary works that the church should do before going on to perfection. Hebrews 6:1. And this will we do if God permit. Hebrews 6:3. That is, when one understands that Jesus is the Christ, not just having a head knowledge, but it is important that the Spirit of Christ bring forth revelation to believer, to the believer, who God is. It is God who permits the believer to go on to perfection when they have been proven faithful over the little things. Matthew 24:45-47. The New Day ministry is characterized by much mercy. It is that dispensation of time in which we now live, where God blesses his people's understanding to come open much faster. Where in times past it took many years for God's people to grow in grace, God's mercy is such that he is doing a quick work in teaching spiritual matters to his people. Much mercy can also be understood when a child of God wrestles with the flesh, the world, and the devil. When place is given, it is only by God's mercy deliverance can go forth to be granted. Not all have learned to live the overcoming life. The church is expected to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, as well as death, by the grace of God. The New Day ministry is characterized by signs, wonders, miracles. To see the signs and wonders and miracles of the New Day require faith in what God has said. It also requires a believing heart. There are three levels of faith. The first level is sight faith. The Apostle Thomas would not believe that Jesus Christ had risen unless he saw him. The second level is belief without seeing. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe." John 20:29. The third level of faith is belief in spite of what one sees if God has spoken to the contrary. It is this third level of faith that is necessary in the New Day. God in his New Day has again used his Christ to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death himself. In the process, and through much suffering, the church of the overcoming power has been taken from Constantine. This also must be done by every child of God, taking back that ground that was given unto the devil. In your walk with God, for example, submitting those things unto God that you are in need of overcoming. Whatever it may be, every area in your life that is not pleasing to God. In the new day, overcoming power is also characterized as a function of the progression of growth of God's grace and knowledge in the child of God. To overcome, the church must see the progression of growth in the grace and knowledge of the Christ of God and God's servant. That servant serves as a mentor for the people to follow. That mentor lives precept by precept and line by line, serving those right examples before the church to follow. Similarly, many today in the church see Jesus as Mary's baby, never allowing Jesus to grow up to the full measure of Christ. Progression about growth is the increased revelation of who God is and the tenuous or the continuous acknowledgement of the truth that the Lord Christ is that Spirit. I pray that this message has been a blessing unto you. Peace.
The production you have just heard has been developed from many revelations from the Little Book series, The Law of Natural Anointing, Which Jesus, Heavenly Messages for Overcoming Death, authored by Dr. Daryl G. Hunt. We pray you have been edified by the words spoken on this day, and that your heart is inclined to want to know more.
I'm thankful every day for all of your blessings. For all of your blessings. God, I thank you for being my Father. Yes, and I thank you for your Son.